Okay. We will begin our post-race media availabilities with our second place driver, Matt Kenseth, and the number 20 Toyota Cares Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Matt, the end was a little crazy there. You know, people running out of fuel, not running out of fuel. Can you take us through the last few laps for you?
Well, that last run after we pitted, we knew we were a little bit short, a few laps short. So, you know, Martin had a really fast car, deserved to win the race. You know, and we started saving early in that run, just tried to manage a gap. So I felt pretty good about our fuel savings and how much we saved. Of course, I never really know. I just go by what Jason and them tell me. But I felt pretty good about where we were on fuel. But I think Martin had such a big lead, he was able to just kind of slow up as much as I did, make sure he had enough speed just to stay in front of me. So it was kind of funny. Them last three laps, we were both saving pretty hard. And then Jason told me we were good with one to go. And so I stood on it. He stood on it, too. So he even missed turn six and tried to give it to me, but I couldn't get close enough to take advantage.
All right. We'll open it up for questions. Bob?
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Are you happy with second, or considering what a win would have done for you playoff-wise, does it matter whether it's second or fifth or tenth?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the second happiest. Martin's the happiest, so we really needed the win. Honestly, I don't even think about the playoffs. I more think about coming here for however many, 15, 17 years, 18 years, whatever it's been, and not really having a win or an opportunity to win, and never even really been that great here. So I felt like we had a top five car. Obviously, it was we had good fortune there at the end with our track position and our fuel mileage and all that to stay in it and have a shot at it. But man, when it's that close and you know you see him saving and you're saving and then you go after him there at last lap, it's disappointing not to get it. Especially when I saw him miss turn six, I was like, man, I'm going to have a shot. And he was so fast, I still couldn't get to him getting into seven.
Any other questions for Matt?
Suarez finishing third, and he's been having a great run here the last 6 weeks. Just what have you seen from him as far as his learning progress as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been real impressed with Daniel. I was real impressed watching the Xfinity Series last year, how much he matured throughout the year, and how he, you know, sucked it up and went mistake-free at the end, especially Homestead, to be able to win that championship. And, you know, he's been finishing really good all year. I think early in the year it seemed like he was maybe struggling to be in the races, but he'd always put together the finishes, which is obviously a real important thing. And lately his performance is getting better and his finishes are even getting better. So we ran pretty much right by each other all day. It just kind of seemed like whoever was in front of the other one. I don't think either one of us ever really, really passed each other, so except for on restarts.
Matt, with the over here, with the addition of the stages now, how did that play into the strategy? It seemed like everybody was just kind of going in single file formation for the first two stages. And what was the game plan with the stages and the lack of yellows?
Well, I don't know about lack of yellows. Besides, you know, no debris cautions and people not running into each other, you know, but. Everybody was racing as hard as they could. I think the whole race, except for the last run, there was a period there where everybody was trying to save fuel. At least all the front guys were trying to save fuel to make it to the end. But other than that, for the stages, everybody was racing as hard as they could to get to that position and try to make as many passes as they could.
Good job, man.
Good job.
Any other questions for Matt?
Thanks, guys.
Whoa. Hello.
Oh, I thought you said okay.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. You feel confident entering the playoffs with four races to go? I mean, do you think you're going to be able to hold on to your position?
I don't know. You know, to be honest with you, I haven't really thought about it that much. I mean, I realize how many different winners there's been, and there's only, I think, maybe three spots or something left. You know, but honestly, I feel like with, you know, driving for JGR and having Jason as my crew chief and the team we have, that that we shouldn't be over a year without a win. So it's kind of our own doing, no matter what happens. We're running a lot better lately. Beginning of the year, we ran so-so, and it just had so many DNFs, so many problems, no stage points, just got buried in the points. So we've been able to make a little comeback into points, which is nice, you know, especially for the season that we've had. But lately, we've been running a lot better, and I feel like if we keep running like this, hopefully we can get a win in the next few weeks. Again, I mean, I believe it or not, there's really not on the on the front of my mind. I mean, I'm just really, I'm actually enjoying this. I had a enjoyable day today, except for the end was very disappointing. I was like, man, after all these years, I'm going to have a shot at winning one of these things and couldn't do it. That's really all I'm thinking about, just trying to run good and enjoy these next few months and try to get some more wins. That's a great opportunity. I feel like we got fastest race cars in the garage, got great people working on them. So I'm really just focused on that and trying to, be successful. I sure would like to get some more, a couple more wins at least this season and hopefully make our way through the playoffs.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, Matt, I think you're good.
I'm good now?
Yep.
All right. See you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're now joined by our third place driver, Daniel Suarez, with the number 19 Stanley Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Daniel, you've had a pretty strong run these last few weeks. You got your first stage win here. Tell us how this week went.
I feel like it was a good weekend. We made a lot of progress from first practice to second practice to qualify and then to a race. I'm very happy for the third place and for the result and for the overall race, but it's very hard to finish third when you can see the leader right there and you are just cruising to try to save fuel because you don't really know how much fuel you have left. But overall, a very solid day.
Any questions for Daniel? Right here, Jessica.
Jessica Ruffin with NASCAR.com. When you had your stage win, you were holding off the 78 and you were blocking him pretty hard. Can you just talk a little bit about that, what that was like for you?
Yeah, I knew that he was coming fast. I'm not sure if he had fresher tires or something, but he was coming very fast, and I was just trying to hold him off a little bit, and luckily we were able to do it. And I knew that, we raced each other very clean, and he's been already super strong the entire year, and I knew that he wasn't going to do anything crazy, and I wasn't going to do anything crazy either. So it was just a little hard racing right there at the end, but congratulations to the 78. He did a very good job, and overall, like I said, it was a good solid day for us. We just have to keep it up, and hopefully we can catch a break before the playoffs to make it.
ChrisMankEdgeFence.com. Daniel, this is your fourth top 10 in a row, first career top five finish in the third race you've led in 2018. What do you contribute the recent success to, and how do you feel about going to Michigan and Bristol, two places that you like?
Man, I feel like, I don't remember exactly, but I think I mentioned in the beginning of the year that I was so looking forward to the second half of the year as well, because I knew that the second half of the year we were going to be more competitive, and our second time in all these racetracks, we were going to have a notebook and we're going to go to those racetracks already knowing what to expect. And all the hard work from my team and from everyone in the 19 group, and obviously Joggy Racing, TRD, Toyota, is paying off. In the beginning of the year, we were not like that. I wasn't the same driver either. And now I feel like we're moving in the right direction. We have a speed pretty much every weekend now. We're running in the top 10. I don't think it's a surprise anymore to run in the top 10. And we just have to keep it up. We have to keep ourselves calm, and hopefully we can catch a break in the next few weeks, a month or so, to try to make it in the playoffs.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. When you were talking out on pit road about the past month or month and a half and how you felt your team had progressed, do you feel that is a win out of the question, or do you feel that with the way things have been going lately, it's a possibility?
I feel very, very positive coming here to Watkins Glen, because it's a place that I've been racing here for already a few years, since my K&N days, Xfinity, and now in Cup. I feel very confident that we're going to have a shot if everything worked well, and we did. We just came a little short. And overall, like I said, I feel like if we keep running the way that we are running right now, it can happen anytime. When you're running the top 10, it's good, but when you start running in the top 5, you can win any weekend. And I feel like slowly we are making our way to the top 5.
Bob Packer, ESPN. Just how big of an accomplishment do you feel is finishing at top three, especially, you know, in what, your 22nd Cup race?
It feels very good. You know, I'm very happy, very, you know, just lucky to be in this position with a lot of support from a lot of people. Obviously, in this country, I'm back in Mexico and Yogi Racing and Toyota. You know, everyone that has been helping me to get to this point quickly, because obviously it's been a fast couple of few years in my career. So just very happy to be here. I'm enjoying every single weekend that we are racing. I feel like it's, you know, something very, very cool to race every weekend with the best drivers in the world, and to be one of them, is to slowly become one of them, I think is something very cool. We just have to keep working, and hopefully we can get some or a lot good results to come.
Tyler Head, the racing experts. You said that you're not the same driver that you were, and this isn't the same team as you guys collectively were at the beginning of the year. I'm just looking at your season. The only time that you've crashed out of a race was the Daytona 500, and since then you've been running at the end of all of these races. How valuable is it for you and for the team to be able to run all of, or at least the majority of, the laps and be able to move on to the next week with all that knowledge?
That's very important. I really feel like my crew chief, Scott Graves, and the rest of the guys, myself, we get along very well, and we know what is our goal. We know that if we go out there to run aggressive, to, you know, wreck race cars and to do not make any laps in the race weekend, we won't learn anything. It's going to be a year thrown into the trash. So that's since the beginning of the year, that wasn't our plan. Our plan was to start the season steady, you know, learn, because obviously it was a big step. I've been racing in the National Series just for 2 years, and this season, 2 years and a half, and it's been just a lot of going on, and I knew that it was a big step, but like I said, I have a great group of guys on my side that they've been teaching me and coaching me with everything that we are doing, and I feel like honestly we're in a good spot, in a good direction, and we just have to keep moving in the same direction, and hopefully we can close the end of the year even stronger.
How close were you on fuel? Did you run out coming to the checkered, or did you make it back?
I wish I can tell you I ran out, but I did not run out. I wish I can feel a little. I will feel a little bit better, but man, I have a feeling that we had some fuel left, because in the beginning of the run, I knew that we were 2 laps short. So since then, I was saving as much as I could, and then I was pushing just when I had to push, and then I was saving. I don't feel like I'm horrible saving, but I guess we're going to find out as soon as we check that fuel tank.
Can you answer the question on just how big an accomplishment is it to get in the top five, and answer it in Spanish, please?
Definitivamente es algo muy, muy bueno poder terminar en el top 5 en la mejor categoría de stock car racing del mundo. Muy contento con mi equipo, Yogi Racing, Toyota, Stanley, Harris, toda la gente que hace posible este equipo. Fue un buen día. En general, muy positivo en muchos aspectos, ganando uno de los stages, también siendo competitivos en la calificación. Prácticamente un día sólido, así es como lo llamaría. Entonces, contento por este día. Esperemos que vengan más días positivos y podamos agarrar un pequeño descanso y alguna victoria, que no estaría nada mal antes de que empiece los playoffs.
Gracias.
De nada.
Otra vez. You were really thrown into the deep end when you were recruited to do this job at the last minute. But, you know, to get on a place where, you know, you come up on ovals, but, you know, came in go-karts, but to beat Kyle Busch, to beat Denny Hamlin, you kind of feel like you're part of the fraternity now of your race team, because, you know, at the start of the season, they probably said, well, you're the rookie, but to outrun those guys, I mean, it's got to be quite a feeling of accomplishment for you.
It is for sure. 5 years ago, all these guys, they were heroes for me. You know, I was a fan from all these guys, and now to be able to be friends of all these guys and to hang out together and to share information and to be teammates is something very good. To raise each other's heart, because it's what we like to do. It's something very good. Obviously, I wish to be. 5 years ago, I was wishing to be in this position one day, and I'm just, you know, I'm very excited. I'm very happy to be here right now.